Hello, Dr. Brad Holsevus here, and welcome to another edition of Ask the Chiropractor. Ask the Chiropractor is my little podcast that I do. When someone has a question about chiropractic or chiropractic care, I try to answer. I'm a chiropractor here in Rockford, Illinois. I'm a proud graduate of Palmer College of Chiropractic, and I'm happy to be the team chiropractor of the Rockford IceHogs. Let's dive into it. Hello, and welcome to the podcast. I'm Dr. Holsevus again. Thank you for joining us. So I was recently asked a question about why do athletes seek out chiropractic care so much? A lot of people know I've been the team chiropractor for the Rockford IceHogs for the last 20 years, both AA and AAA. They jump leagues after a couple of years. I've also worked with the CBA basketball team, the Rockford Lightning, for those of you who are old enough to remember the old CBA. I've also got to work with an indoor soccer team, and I've worked with multiple baseball teams. On top of that, I've also worked with Rock Valley College, the local community college here, with their athletic department. And I've worked with different high schools. And I have several other athletes that come see me, whether it's a minor league hockey player or whether it's a Division I, Division II, Division III athletes, whether it's basketball, everything. Bottom line is I've seen lots of athletes, all different levels, all different shapes and sizes, all different issues. But the number one reason why athletes seek out chiropractic care isn't so much after the game. A lot of people are like, oh yeah, I bet it's the IceHogs chiropractor, the hockey team. I bet you're there long nights taking care of the players after the games. In reality, that's not true. We do 90% of our work before the game starts. The puck usually drops at 7 o'clock. I usually get there at 5 because I adjust all the players before they put their pads on. The main reason they come to see me isn't because they're hurt or something's bothering them. It's because they want to skate a little bit faster. They want to move a little bit quicker. They want to have a little better reflexes. They want to just get that athletic edge that maybe the other team doesn't, the other player against them won't have, that the team won't have. And that's what I provide as a team chiropractor. We go in and we adjust all the players and we get them ready for the competition. I tell my golfers, I can see you once before a big weekend of golfing, or I can see you 6 times afterwards. It's always better to go into athletic events as healthy and strong and tip-top shape as you can. I know, like before a boxing match or an MMA fight, which I take care of them too. But before one of the big events, they'll train to get ready to be in the best shape, the best condition they can be in before the events. Now, obviously, if your spine isn't moving the way it's supposed to, if you've got limited range of motion, if you've got a hip that's not unlocking the way it's supposed to, and you're not moving the way you're supposed to, then you're not at your top physical peak performance level. We also know as chiropractors, when two of the bones can misalign, that creates stress at that joint, and that stress at that joint spreads wherever that nerve goes. That tells that nerve that we're in fight and flight. There's panic and needs to react. So what that nerve does is wherever that nerve goes, that body part goes in the fight and flight. It believes it's under attack. So if the one between my shoulder blades is misaligned, that's the T6 vertebrae, that one goes to my stomach. And so if that was misaligned, it can cause the nerves leaving my T6 going to my stomach to set a fight or flight response, which could give me an upset stomach or other problems. Now, obviously, as an athlete, you don't want that. You don't want any neurological problems going on while you're trying to train and condition. Base of your neck, the nerves that come out of there go down your arm to your fingertips and to your hands. If you've got bad neck posture and we're training and exercising, we're going to continue to put stress on those nerves, and you're not going to be able to build the muscle mass up that you should be able to build up. You're not going to have the reflexes you should have on those arms. And not only that, but you're not going to have the full range of motion in your arms. I learned a long time ago from a chiropractor who took care of the Tom Brady, one of the quarterbacks of that, won a couple Super Bowls. He showed us the difference when you have good posture and your shoulders are back versus when your shoulders are rolled forward and your head sticking forward, what we call forward head posture, how much range of motion you lose, and even how much reach you lose. I go to the high schools and I show the kids all the time. I stick my fist out and I touch the board, then I pull my shoulders back and I stick my fist out again, and they can't believe how much closer my fist gets, because I've got rid of that posture issue that's restricting my range of motion. You're only as strong as your weakest link. So if you got a couple of muscles in your shoulder and your neck not behaving right, you're only going to be as powerful, as strong as those are. Otherwise, you're going to limit yourself. Not only that, with the bad posture and the misalignments, your risk of injury during competition go up tremendously. There's a whole study right now on female athletes that are having ACL spontaneous ruptures during non-contact drills. What did I just say? Young female athletes are running, not even getting hit or physically and then not colliding with somebody. Maybe in soccer they collide or there's an injury. You can see a definite physical contact hitting each other, this and that. They're just running and their knees are giving out. And the research is showing that it's actually coming from a misaligned hip. Hip issues, hip differentials. The one hip's strong on the other, one hip's rotated this, one hip's doing that. So here in Rockford, we partnered up with our friends at Movement Fitness and they're doing some of the evaluations. And together, we're co-caring a lot of athletes to help prevent this. So imagine having a soccer player who's out there running competitively and all of a sudden she's running and all of a sudden her knee just gives out. Not even hit or any kind of contact, it just gives out. And they're showing this because of the misalignments in the lower back and the hips, contributing to many other factors in the lower extremities and hip flexors. Now, the good news is there's also a way to detect to see if you're a candidate. You know, are you, is this a possible injury you might have? And so we have a way of finding that out now. So that's what my friends do down the street. They do the testing and you come in here for some of the care and I work with them to help rebuild some of that. So injury prevention is a huge thing that chiropractors specialize in. We talked a lot about the neck and shoulders. Let's hit the lower back for a moment. We just talked about that knee going out. The bottom nerves in your lower back, they come out, they innervate your legs, they go down your backside, the back of your leg into your knee, and everything knee down. And that's called the old sciatic nerve. So if you have a misalignment in your lower back, that's going to really hit the sciatic nerve and cause, like I said, weakness, decreased range of motion. But not only that, that's almost always seen with a pelvic rotation. Your hips are turned or twist to compensate for the problem above it. And now your hips are rotated. When your hip rotates, it goes up and goes forward. And when it does that, the leg, the femur head has to adapt to that. So when your hips rotate up and forward, your femur turns and we see what we call foot flare. So you'll see if somebody stand up and their feet should be straight back and forth, but you'll see one toe will start to go outwards. Now think about that. If my toe is slightly pointing outwards, the other foot's facing straight, and I run on that. And let's just say I walk on it first. I just walk on it. Over time, is one knee getting more torque and force than the other knee? Absolutely. A lot of people have had one knee replaced, but not the other knee. And it wasn't because of trauma. It's because, oh, this knee's got arthritis. The other knee doesn't have arthritis. And what is that really from? That's from that torque on that knee over and over again. It wears that knee out faster or that hip out faster. That's where somebody has one hip replaced, but not the other hip. Sack, same story we're talking here. We got this irregular force on one side, not the other. So that's just the average person walking. Now pretend you put on hockey skates, right? You're going to go on the ice and you're going to skate, you're going to cut, and you're going to use all your legs to compete. Boy, that amplifies it up really quick, doesn't it? It really makes it wear off faster than the other side when you put that much more force on. Or let's say you're a basketball player and you're running up and down the court. Can we see how we would get like lower back pain? A lot of time, right when they call the SI joint, gets to be real sore and inflamed. When this hip rotates, that's where it jams up. That's where it locks up, is an SI joint. The SI joint isn't always the problem. It's just that's where the pivot point for all this twisting and turning goes. So imagine playing a game on that and the next day having leg and hip issues or ankle issues. So as a chiropractor, if you went and saw us first and we laid you down and we saw this misalignment and we gave you a chiropractic adjustment before the game starts, now you don't have that hip rotation. Now your range of motion's better. And that's what we really strive for with these athletes, trying to get them under care first. We want to see them perform better first, right? That's awesome, right? If you can run faster, better reaction time, nervous system's better, you're stronger, bigger range of motion. That's great stuff. But we're even more excited about the possibility of injury prevention, right? Let's not have this person miss weeks because of an injury. Let's get them adjusted. Let's get them right where they're supposed to be, in tune, in shape, ready to go. Now, as chiropractors, do we work with other doctors and strength conditioning coaches? Yeah, absolutely. If you go into a chiropractor that only wants to be the head honcho and not work with anybody else, for Pete's sake, find a new chiropractor. Same with if you have a sports doctor who says, don't ever work with that chiropractor. Find yourself a new sports doctor. It's 2024. We got to be talking to each other, working together for the athlete, not for us. We have a really cool system in the locker room with the Ice Hogs. We have ourselves, the chiropractors. They have an on-site massage therapist. They have a strength conditioning coach. They have two athletic trainers. On top of that, they have an ER doctor. They have a family physician, so then general surgeon, and an orthopedic doctor, and a dentist. And we're all there together working. And I do the chiropractic, the dentist does the dentistry, the orthopedic does the orthopedic, but we sit there and compare notes. And it's so much fun for me to have a guy with some hip flexor issues that's been bothering him. The massage therapist says, man, this is really tight. The strength coach says, I've noticed this issue. The orthopedic doctor told me I found this and this, and I measure their feet and do what we call a Deerfield check. And we see that misalignment, and I show them what's going on, and we do that adjustment. And then the strength coach takes them in and goes, hey, that range of motion is improved. And then the massage therapist goes, wow, that tension's gone. But you see how we can work together to do the best for you? So in today's sports world, there's no better place. I always say there's no better healthcare in my city than the locker room with that team. Because that's where all the doctors are working together for the patient. There's no egos. There's no politics. We're just all there for the athlete, and we all work together. So there you have it. Why does an athlete need chiropractic care? Why do they seek us out? It's just to be better and not get hurt. It's not like after the game, adjusting players because they got crushed against the boards. If they were tuned up before, yeah, that crush is an issue. But they're tuned up before, they can do that much better. And by the way, chiropractors do lots of concussions. Lots of concussions. Come back next week. We'll talk about that. All right, everybody. If you have a question about chiropractic or chiropractic care, there's only one person qualified to answer. Chiropractor. Nobody else. You ask somebody else, they never studied chiropractic. They're just going to tell you something they think. They're not going to tell you something they know. So always talk with a chiropractor. And if you have a question for me, go to my website, rockforddc.com, rockforddc.com. Leave me a message there. Wherever you're watching or listening to this, leave a comment. And I'll see you, and maybe you'll be the question of the week. Thanks, everybody.